Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The last time the Pats went this deep into a season before playing their first divisional game of the year was 2005. They take a 1-2 overall record into Sunday's game at Buffalo, but when it comes to that all-important divisional record, it's a clean slate for the Pats, who have only two games within the AFC East before their bye week in early November. Now, for a long stretch, traveling to Buffalo pretty much meant traveling back here to Foxborough with a win, but that sort of changed last year, and that's where we begin this week's opponent preview.
Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good, and the Buffalo Bills end a 15-game losing streak against the Patriots.
A 21-0 lead on the road in the second quarter wiped away. A franchise record for receiving yardage in one game by Wes Welker, just irrelevant. A chance for a 3-0 start to the season, gone. That was the story last year for the Pats on September 25th at Ralph Wilson Stadium. The Bills stormed back, taking advantage of four Tom Brady interceptions and winning on a last-minute Ryan Lindell field goal.
They fight from the start to the finish, and that's exactly what they did last year. They never gave up. They believe in it. They have every right to believe because they have a good football team. And I think they shocked a lot of people, but they didn't shock us.
The Pats certainly do know what to expect from the Bills, and last year's early season loss only reinforced the fact that Shane Gailey's bunch presents challenges across the board. It begins with a powerful running attack that didn't suffer when Fred Jackson got hurt in week one, or when C.J. Spiller went down last week. Whether Jackson, Spiller, or Tashard Choice handles the rock on Sunday, well, really doesn't matter.
They got some really good backs. We don't know who's going to play, but we just got to, you know, do our best and hone in, you know, against the run and just stop them.
You know, I don't care who they have back there. I don't care what running plays. So when you go to the sideline and adjust, they come out with something different. So we have to be on our P's and Q's this week, definitely.
With lots of familiar faces among the Bills' skill position players, including quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick and top wideout Stevie Johnson, the line of scrimmage is where the Bills have changed most from last year. There will be an intriguing matchup of rookies, with Patriots first-rounder Chandler Jones likely lining up opposite Bills' second-round left tackle Cordy Glenn. Meanwhile, Buffalo bolstered an already strong defensive line with free agent additions Mario Williams and ex-Patriot Mark Anderson. Of the Bills' 9 sacks this season, 8 are by their D-linemen.
I think they're really good across the board, both their D-tackles, you know, all their D-tackles. Their ends, they all play really hard. They're all very talented. It'll be a challenge for us up front.
The overriding challenge? It's simple, ending a two-game losing streak.
We definitely need to. We need to get out there and get a win. But, you know, you can't look at the big picture. You need to look at 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time. So we're focused on today, getting better today. And then when Sunday comes, we need to focus on getting one win, and that's against Buffalo.
Now, the last time the Bills beat the Patriots in consecutive years was 1999-2000. If they are to do that again with a win on Sunday, it will mark the first 3-game losing streak for the Patriots since 2002. Yes, it's been 10 years, and Bill Belichick and company are not looking for that to happen again. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.